This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Apple has a launch date. It will start selling its voice-activated speaker, HomePod, in stores February 9th after a launch delay that cost the company sales during a critical holiday shopping season. What it all means for Apple's prospects in the home speaker game. But first, these tech headlines. Tesla has given Elon Musk a new 10-year pay-for-performance deal. It has updated the pay package for the CEO of Tesla with a plan that again ties his compensation entirely to key performance benchmarks, albeit this time much larger ones, including an ultimate goal to hit $650 billion in market value. Snapchat has finally cracked open its walled garden. Some users will now be able to share videos and other content they encounter with the app outside the walls, as the social media platform continues to come under pressure to grow. And Netflix continues its blistering growth in the fourth quarter as mounting investments in original shows like Stranger Things and movies like Bright help the streaming service sign up subscribers at a record rate. The company added 8.3 million streaming users, the most it's ever gained in a quarter, and exceeding expectations. The growth in the U.S. and internationally brought its total paid subscriber count to 110.6 million at the end of the fourth quarter. Coming up, one step closer to Apple's HomePod with an official launch date. What now? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So February 9th is when Apple will start selling its voice-activated speaker after a launch delay that would have been great for the holiday shopping season. Apple, in announcing the sales date this week, didn't explain why the product missed a December launch date, but noting the HomePod can be pre-ordered online beginning Friday. Let's get the latest. Joining us now, patching in from San Francisco, is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
Apple misses the holiday season with its intended December shipment date. They, as usual, don't have much of an explanation. But is this starting point as critical a setback as it sort of seems on paper?
It all depends on how you want to look at it in terms of how far behind they are. When you look back, Amazon really kind of created this category when it introduced the Echo in late 2014. That puts Apple a little over 3 years behind and inching into four at this juncture. That just raises questions as to whether or not they have lost some potential customers to Amazon and the Alexa system in those kind of intervening years when Apple didn't have a comparable speaker product.
Right. And, you know, let's set the scene upon which HomePod is entering. If this past holiday season is any indication, I know there's nothing official yet, but how are things looking for these devices? How did Amazon and Google do? How well did they do is the better question, probably.
We still don't have estimates from analysts on unit sales for either company, Amazon or Google. However, both companies have said sales were very brisk. And Amazon, which you know sells a ton of stuff on its website during the Christmas holiday shopping season, said the Echo Dot, which is its $30 speaker, was the best-selling product on Amazon during the Christmas holiday period. So that gives you some indication of how well it sold. If that's outselling just about any other product, then it sold very, very briskly during the holidays.
Something that else really sticks out here, the price tag, $349. Competitors are selling their devices at $100 or just over $100. How does Apple make its way around a more expensive product? What's different that they hope will compensate?
I think that's the number one question for Apple right now. And what they're trying to do is market the HomePod as a high-fidelity speaker, as something that's going to sound better than anything else on the market. When they introduced it as such last June, there wasn't anything that really rivaled it or at least positioned itself as offering that kind of high-fidelity sound at the time. Since then, we've seen Sonos say, hey, we're going to add Alexa to our product. We've had other speaker makers like JBL say they're going to add voice assistant to some of their speakers. And then we've also had Google and Amazon bolster their speaker offering so that they actually have products that, you know, claim to provide better sound. So even that little kind of sliver of market differentiation that Apple tried to claim was quickly seized upon by rivals in the marketplace. And that's going to make it more difficult for the HomePod to gain wide acceptance. And there's some other challenges as well.
One of them being how to determine the success of the HomePod. HomePod. And when the question becomes, is there a standout or which one will emerge as the standout? Amazon obviously came first, but each product tends to have its better selling points. It'll be interesting to see how Apple's entrance into this game changes the measure of the success.
This is very early in the game. And one of the things I'm really curious about and want to see play out is Apple's not making the HomePod available on Spotify. Spotify has roughly 60 million subscribers. Apple Music, which will be the only music player that's really available on the HomePod, has about half that many subscribers. So the question is twofold, right? One, does introducing the HomePod drive up Apple Music subscriptions? Or two, does limiting the HomePod to Apple Music stunt sales of the HomePod and raise questions about whether or not Apple really needs to open that system up and make it possible to use a competing service from Spotify?
You know, this is obviously a highly anticipated launch date, so we'll see where things go from here. Trip, thanks as always for the latest.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
Trip Mickle covers everything about Apple for the Journal, so you can follow his coverage at WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. If you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.